This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. The senior scams that get all the attention nowadays are usually like these foreign lottery cons. They involve some kind of technology, like phone calls or emails. But the old school scams, the on-the-street, face-to-face grifter ones, they haven't gone anywhere. In this week's Senior Moment, commentator Judy Muller explains why aging boomers can be such easy marks.
Many years ago, when my then 70-year-old father came to visit me in New York City, he was scammed by a guy at Penn Station who told him that he would hail a cab for my father and that his fee for doing so would also cover the cab fare. My dad happily handed over $25 to that guy and was horribly embarrassed when the cab driver told him he'd been scammed. I remember how shocked I was that my father, a retired Navy captain and a very smart guy, could be so gullible. Well, now there's a study that explains it, just in time for my own gullible years. Researchers at UCLA say that seniors' vulnerability to fraud is apparently rooted in neurological changes that come with aging. The study found that an area in the brain known as the anterior insula was muted when older people looked at photos of suspicious-looking individuals. In other words, they had trouble reading visual cues, like insincere smiles and shifty eyes. In the words of one of the scientists, "We believe that what's going on is that older adults have a bias towards positive emotional experience, something called the positivity effect." I'd like to look on the bright side here. After all, my anterior insula is urging me to do just that. But statistics indicate that there's a downside to this upbeat attitude. The National Committee for the Prevention of Elder Abuse reports that financial scams involving older victims are on the rise. Elder fraud, ranging from bank accounts being emptied by so-called trusted caretakers to fake sweepstakes, totaled $2.9 billion in 2010. That's a 12% increase from the year before. Not a good trend as more and more boomers move into old age. So what's a gullible senior to do? Perhaps just knowing that you can't really trust your own instincts is a start. If my dad had been armed with this information about his anterior insula, would he have paused before handing over his cash to a total stranger? I'd like to think so.
Judy Muller is a professor at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School. It seems like con artists are dreaming up new scams every week. And that has us thinking. The subject deserves a whole show to itself. So we're researching all the scams out there that are plaguing people, and seniors in particular. If you've been a victim of fraud, or if you know of anyone who's fallen for a con, we want to hear your story. You can reach us on our Facebook page, on Twitter at Radio Piggy Bank, that's all one word, or via our website, marketplacemoney.org.